The Holy Gospel according to Matthew, the 13th chapter. Jesus put before the crowds another parable. The kingdom of heaven may be compared to someone who sowed good seed in his field. But while everybody was asleep, an enemy came and sowed weeds among the wheat and then went away. So when the plants came up and bore grain, then the weeds appeared as well. And the slaves of the householder came and said to him, "Master, did you not sow good seed in your field? Where, then, did these weeds come from?" He answered, "An enemy has done this." The slaves said to him, "Then do you want us to go and gather them?" But he replied, "No, for in gathering the weeds, you would uproot the wheat along with them. Let both of them grow together until the harvest, and at harvest time, I will tell the reapers, 'Collect the weeds first and bind them in bundles to be burned, but gather the wheat into my barn.'" Then he left the crowds and went into the house. And his disciples approached him, saying, "Explain to us the parable of the weeds of the field." He answered, "The one who sows the good seed is the Son of Man. The field is the world, and the good seed are the children of the kingdom. The weeds are the children of the evil one, and the enemy who sowed them is the devil. The harvest is the end of the age, and the reapers are angels. Just as the weeds are collected and burned up with fire, so will it be at the end of the age. The Son of Man will send his angels, and they will collect out of his kingdom all causes of sin and all evildoers, and they will throw them into the furnace of fire, where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Then the righteous will shine like the sun in the kingdom of their Father. Let anyone with ears listen." The Gospel of the Lord. If you worshiped with us last week, you may remember that our gospel lesson was the parable of the sower and the seeds. I shared that I thought it was kind of funny for Jesus to use such a strong agricultural image, an image tied to the land, to farming, to soil, to plants, while he was floating in a boat on the sea, teaching crowds who were standing on a sandy beach. Today's gospel reading picks up right where we left off last week in the middle of Matthew chapter 13. So Jesus is still floating in a boat on the sea, but apparently he also still has farming on his mind as he launches into another parable. The kingdom of heaven may be compared to someone who sowed good seed in his field. While everybody was asleep, an enemy came and sowed weeds among the wheat and then went away. So when the plants came up and bore grain, then the weeds appeared as well. Now, you and I have spent a good deal of time over the past 10 years digging into some of Jesus' more confusing parables and sayings. I'm thinking of the parable of the unjust steward, for example, in which Jesus appears to lift up a bad, wasteful, manipulative guy as a positive example. That one's a head scratcher for sure. But today's parable isn't. A man sows seeds in his field. We're told it's good seed, uncontaminated and pure. Under normal conditions, it should produce a great harvest. But in the dark of the night, when everybody is asleep, an enemy comes and sows weeds among the wheat. Now, as the good plants and the bad plants emerge from the ground, the man's servants can see the problem. They are confused and first ask their master how the weeds even came to be, since good seed was sown. Then the servants ask a logical, practical question. Do you want us to gather the weeds, pull them out of the ground, and get rid of them once and for all? This, of course, is what good farmers, good gardeners do. Pull the weeds so they don't choke the plants you are actually trying to grow. Matter of fact, I'm currently doing battle with an invasion of wild strawberry in several of my landscaping beds. I keep yanking away every couple of days, otherwise they'd take over. But the householder has a different approach, one I suspect was surprising to his servants. Let the weeds be. Let everything grow together, else you might uproot the wheat too. All will be taken care of at harvest time. It's not often that we get Jesus giving a line by line by line interpretation of one of his parables. In Bible study, we actually try to guard against doing that. Parables are not allegories and are not meant to be translated too literally, you know, by saying this represents this and that represents that. But when the disciples ask Jesus for some help understanding his story, he obliges. The sower is of the good seed is the Son of Man, Jesus tells them. The good seed are the children of the kingdom. The weeds are the children of the evil one, sowed by the enemy, the devil. At the end of the age, the angels will reap the harvest, and the weeds will be collected and burned up with fire. We'll never know what prompted Jesus to tell this parable to this particular crowd at this particular moment in his ministry 2,000 years ago. But the truth the parable of the wheat and the weeds gets at is as true now as it was in Jesus' day and as it has been since the beginning of human history. Evil exists all around us. It's always there, growing, sometimes thriving in our world. The war in Ukraine rages on. 1 million Uyghur Muslims remain in concentration camps in China. Christians are under attack by militants in Nigeria and are persecuted by the state in North Korea. Iran, Iraq, Afghanistan, Syria, Haiti, Venezuela, Myanmar, Yemen, the list of countries around the globe where people are suffering greatly because of oppression, power struggles, greed, graft, discrimination, authoritarianism. The list goes on and on and on. But we don't have to look that far off, do we, to find weeds growing and thriving in our communities, our neighborhoods? Acts of racism, violence, neglect of children and of vulnerable older people, human trafficking, the trafficking of horrific drugs like fentanyl and trank, lying, cheating, stealing, hoarding, wasting. And you know, the weediness isn't just out there. It's in here, in our own selves. We acknowledge that at the beginning of worship almost every Sunday of the church year. The words may change a bit from season to season, but the reality doesn't. We are captive to sin and cannot free ourselves, you and I admitted to God just a few moments ago. We have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. When God and the angels sort it all out in the end, none of us would end up in the wheat pile, would we? Among those righteous, shining like the sun in the kingdom of the Father? The good news is that we weedy humans, sinful and broken and flawed, aren't left to our own devices. By the grace and mercy of God, the Lord of the harvest, wheat blossoms and grows around us and among us and in us. Wonderful, good wheat. We see this wheat in the members of our congregation who will spend several hours this afternoon feeding our hungry neighbors at my brother's table. It's not glamorous work. It involves going to a cramped kitchen at the Salvation Army with all the supplies we've collected and keeping stuff warm in the oven and heating other stuff up on the stove and offering people a scoop of this, a few pieces of that, homemade cookies baked by many of you. It involves running dirty dishes and utensils and trays through the dishwasher, wrapping up leftovers, wiping down tables, collecting the trash. Well, it's not glamorous. But it's wheat. God's wheat is found in the members of this congregation who volunteer to set up and host funeral receptions, providing grieving families a time and a place to greet loved ones and tell stories and experience the gift of community. God's wheat is found in the quilters who quilt, the money counters who count, the singers who sing, the prayers who pray, in council members and committee members who offer their time and talents to our ministries, in all of you participating in Christmas in July. That's the miracle of the Lord of the harvest. That he makes us, blossom and grow and bear good fruit. Thanks be to God. Amen.